You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi there. Okay. Are you going to go first?
I think your name's on the podcast. Okay. I don't think you should go first. You got enough podcasts. Ellen Marie Marsh.
I never know if you're going to talk or I'm going to talk.
This is my podcast. My name's in the title. Getting Peggy with it. And our next guest is, who could guess? I don't know. He does a lot of gay content, I think.
No, it's Alex Wise. He's a very loved and respected member of our community.
Didn't he do a Broadway show? I can't remember. We recorded these epis like 25 years ago before the world was ending.
You're not wrong there, but yes, yeah. I mean, he's been in Broadway shows. He's a writer.
I remember what we talked about.
I that actually doesn't shock me, but I think you know Alex Wise. I think you know his body of work. You think he's very sweet? That's
very
really
sweet.
Nice of you to say. He is actually very sweet. He's funny. Sweet. He's humble.
In a bless your heart way. He's very sweet. He did the show with Wes Taylor. Bless him. God, to get through filming something with Wes Taylor is just like the landmines of narcissism that he had to dodge. But yeah, so we got to talk to Alex Wise. And
yes, we talk about Spring Awakening on Broadway. We talk about Indoor Boys, his web series, his award-winning web series.
He was a little nervous to talk to me, and then you lied to him and said it was going to be fine.
Why do you think he was nervous to talk to you, Peggy? Think that is?
People just get nervous when they talk to celebrities.
No, but anyway, I don't think that's it. I don't think that's why he was nervous. I think he was nervous because
mostly Ellen Marie Marsh. However, this is Peggy getting Peggy with it, and this is our conversation with Alex Wise.
I mean, what?
Getting Peggy with it. Greetings, it's Peggy, and you are listening to Getting Peggy with It. I am so excited to have on a great, I think he's an actor. His name is Alex Wise.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to meet someone new. A new kid on the block.
Yeah, God, no. Well.
Have you been on Broadway?
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
Tell me about it. What have you been doing?
Recently, yeah. Or... Well, let's see. I guess most recently on Broadway, I was in Waitress.
Waitress?
Yeah.
Were you the nerdy character's friend? Boyfriend?
Yes, I was Ogie.
He has a name. Okay.
Yeah.
Ogie. Does he have a song?
He does, a couple of songs, yeah.
He's a stalker.
He is the stalker, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a challenge to not play into the stalker.
Yeah, that's hard. When you're given a one-dimensional character, what do? You know what I mean? And that's the challenge of every actor in that play. You know what I mean? What did you do for your audition?
I sang one of the songs that I sang in the show. Which I can't even
remember. It reminds me of Lil Abner, you know?
Little Abner?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the plaid and stuff and the
sort
of southern.
And just like the basicness, yeah, and the southern.
Oh, okay.
And just like very silly.
It was silly.
Never, ever, 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 ever getting rid of me.
Yes, that's what I did.
That's
for,
what you sang.
Yeah, I sang that and I did a scene and it was a nice time with nice
people.
Who
was your Jenna?
It was Nicolette Robinson.
I don't know who that is.
She was wonderful.
Was she?
Yes, she was.
Yeah. Who was your nerdy girl?
That was Lena Klingemann.
No one knows who that is.
Oh, no.
What else did you do on Broadway?
I was before that, I was in Spring Awakening.
Were you in the good one or the deaf one?
Oh, I was in the deaf one.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. But it's
did
okay.
Did you learn sign language?
I did. You know, whenever the show wasn't going well, we would say, well, only half the audience can hear it.
Oh, wow.
If I ever
you know what? That is a glass half full if I ever heard one. And I love that. That is just, you have to be positive and have enthusiasm and gumption in this business because there's so much, just it's just the desolation and the decimation of the human spirit. You know what I mean?
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
My spirit has been decimated again and again.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And yet you just
And yet I showed up
above.
Today. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for being here.
Well,
everybody has to have a platform to talk about what may or may not be coming down the pike, you know?
Right.
What was the Spring Awakening experience like?
Oh, that was an incredible experience. I was with – it was one of those shows that from looking at it from the outside, you might think that should never have gone to Broadway because all those
and we
kids,
still do.
Yeah, I think some still do. Yeah.
I loved that original cast. Stars.
They were stars.
Chris Rodriguez and Lea Michele.
Sure.
I can't remember anybody else, but they were all stars. And a lot of nudity, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. I never got to take my clothes off, though. So.
No. You know, that's really... As a gay man, ostensibly, that's what it really takes to make it these days. Like Nick Adams, do you know him?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, or Josh Henry. Josh Henry's not gay, but he has overall appeal. And Nick Adams, he takes his shirt off in everything he does.
Sure.
It's just a tip, you know.
But you know what?
He's a suggestion.
He's a talented guy.
He?
Yes.
He's not just pretty.
No, he's not just pretty. He's very talented.
That's pretty sweet. He has to say that. Oh my gosh! Well.
God.
What else have you done?
What else have I done? Okay.
Spring Awakening Waitress. What else?
Well,
what else have you been doing with your time?
Well, let's see. I have a web series, which
you do?
Everybody should watch.
What's it called?
It's called Indoor Boys. You can see it at indoorboys.tv. And I made it with Wesley Taylor.
Is that a channel?
It is not. It's a channel that we made.
On the internet.
Yeah, on the internet.
Oh.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's one of those.
Well, yeah, why is it not just on a regular channel like NBC or CBS?
Listen,
or
I completely.
Hulu, Netflix, like literally anything.
I completely agree. There's so many channels. And yet, well.
Did you write it?
Yeah, Wes and I wrote it and directed it, starred in it.
You and Wes wrote it together?
Yeah.
Like sat down at one table and just in harmony?
Sometimes different tables and we
would it would seem like
together.
He would need his own table.
You know, that is not wrong. That's not wrong. And he often does. And I try to give
he
him
he seems
that
like
space.
A guy that puts things in turn. You know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, sure.
Like my way or the highway kind of guy.
Oh, God. Yeah, but he's a really great collaborator. But you should watch this show. It's really funny and there are a lot of wonderful people on it.
Carolee Carmello's on it.
Yes, she is. Yeah.
And then all the rest of Wes's friends.
Yes. And then some of my friends,
Who did
too.
You bring in?
I brought in V.N. Cox.
V.N. Cox.
Yeah, she played Wes's mother on the show.
Okay.
She
who
is
else?
who else?
Anyone I would know?
Well, who do you know?
Well, Chris Rodriguez, that's Wes's friend. Anybody
but
else really
Wes's
funny?
Friend, right. Anyone else really funny? Let's see. Sean Grandillo was on it this past season.
No idea who that is.
Cool. And Daniel K. Isaac was on it.
I don't know. I guess this is actor. We're going down a path that it's not going to lead places.
Cool.
Tell me the plot.
Okay, it's about two gay friends, and it's kind of an odd couple and sort of a will they, won't they kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then a lot about...
But most gays will.
That is so
true. They're very willing.
That is so true.
Will they,
true.
Won't they? It's kind of like, well...
Well, they will.
Doesn't lead much to the imagination.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could watch the show to find out what happens when they will.
I will. Like, what app do I need to get? Or I just put in Google.
Just
the Indoor
internet.
Boys.
Yeah.
Pornhub.
Well... Maybe some episodes.
Yeah, well.
But not all of them.
Again,
there's a lot of great stuff with our mothers, though. A
really?
Lot of wonderful
Who's your
things.
Mom?
My mom is Carolee Carmello.
Oh, you're so lucky.
I know.
She's so dreamy.
And Wes is just as lucky to have V.N. Cox as his mom. Mm. They're two amazing actresses we were lucky to get.
Wow, how did you – obviously, it doesn't seem like you would have the money to pay such stars.
Sure. Also, I don't disagree.
You just asked them and they said yes?
Yeah, pretty much. We wrote these things with them in mind. We said we would love for you to play with us and be creative with us, and they did.
Wow, that's just lovely. So who did you play in Spring Awakening?
I played Georg, who was the one who sang Touch Me.
Oh, who sings is the thrill of living.
I also sang some of that.
You sang that?
Yeah, yeah.
Who sang Mama Who Bore Me?
That was Venla. That was not me.
That's really the best song.
Yeah.
That and the Dust of Living or whatever it is when they stand up with the mic.
Yes.
With the part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't have the part though.
Why?
I just didn't want to do that to my hair, I guess.
Well, you have to do, you make sacrifices as an actor, you know, sometimes.
I know. And yeah, I haven't done that yet. But
you haven't made any sacrifices?
No, not yet. No.
Yeah. Oh, just play yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Just play myself. Just I try to keep it real simple.
Gay content.
Yeah.
Were you in Wicked? Did I read?
Oh yeah, I was. I did the national tour of Wicked.
And you were Bach?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cares about Bach.
It's
funny.
Agree.
I interviewed a lot of Elphabas.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many Elphabas.
Yeah. I care about them.
You do?
Yeah, they're great.
Okay. There are so many Elphabas, and it's just, for such a hard role, why are there so many? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And yet, you know, Bach, nobody even knows what that character does.
Right.
You know, I like that monkey guy. What's his name?
Tristery.
Yeah. He's amazing. He's my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He's
great.
Wonderful. Did you go in for that?
No, I wish.
Yeah.
Just this morning, I had brunch with Alex Brightman, who also played Bach.
Alex Brightman. He played Bach?
He did. Ugh. I know.
Wow, he's really taking a turn for the better. That's called a glow up.
I totally agree.
From Bach to a lead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You should do that.
One day.
Yeah?
I'm thinking one
day. What's your dream role on Broadway?
My dream, you know, I love Harry Potter. I'd love to be in Harry Potter.
Harry Potter?
Yeah.
That's on Broadway?
Yeah.
This brings me to my next segment.
Okay.
It's called Internet Deep Cuts.
Deep Cuts from the Internet.
You ready?
Yes, yes.
On May 19th, 2011, Alex Brightman tweeted, "Seeing Alex Wise, Josh Sakara, Max Cumanje, and Patty Holbrook kill it in Liz Estrada Jones. Bravo, kids. Bravo." Which leads me to what everyone wants to know. Is Alex Brightman full of shit?
No, he's not.
Okay. No, just asking. So we have a picture. According to Instagram, on October 23rd, 2017, you posted a photo that read, "You have arrived."
Oh, wow.
Where were you coming from and did you arrive?
Oh, my gosh. I think that was in Los Angeles. That was at a coffee shop.
Okay.
And I think that was wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I think that's what I posted was some wishful thinking that I had arrived.
But it had a rainbow, so you felt like it represented you.
Yes. Yes, actually,
Speaking of Harry Potter.
Okay.
In 2016, you took a quiz to answer a fan about which house you'd be sorted into at Hogwarts.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember which house?
I'm going to guess it's Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff.
Did I get it?
I don't know, but do you think J.K. Rowling is on the correct meds these days? Because she seems a little off.
I think she's very off.
Yeah, she seems a little weird. So maybe you don't want to be in Harry Potter on Broadway.
It's a very good point. And she makes me rethink my my love.
Wow. Well, we can get to that later.
Yeah.
When we go off the record.
Yeah, yeah. That might be an off the record segment.
All right.
Okay.
YouTube reports that in 2016, you posted a video of yourself singing Last Midnight from Into the Woods. Although you say it's an homage to Burnett Peters, there are traces of both Vanessa Williams and Donna Murphy in your performance. Which are you?
Oh my gosh. What a wonderful question.
Which is your favorite? Do you like any of them?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
There's only one right answer.
Bernadette Peters is my answer.
Anything else is just horrible.
Well, I don't know about that, but I think her line readings are iconic.
Yeah, and she can just cry out one eye.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I don't know
it's
how to do that.
It's a little before your time. Well, you can work on it.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Alex, what was your Broadway debut?
That was Liz Estrada Jones.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cheerleading one?
Yes. Yeah.
Lin-Manuel?
No, the other one.
Oh.
Is the other one.
Oh, you weren't in Bring It On?
No,
that was a good cheerleading one.
That was a very good show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Bring It On a lot.
Who is in that? Liz Estrada Jones.
Patty Murin was in that.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, no? Okay. Mm-hmm. Josh Segarra.
Who is the man? Oh, he's so cute.
Yes, he's a very handsome guy.
Yeah, very handsome.
Uh-huh.
I saw him in that dog fight where everybody just walked around being like, gonna be a dog fight!
Yep.
Yeah, every scene. Like, what was that? They gave like one song to the fat girl and then everything else was like, dog fight! Liz Estrada Jones. Do you mostly do flops?
Gosh, I just like felt that question coming. I really did. I really felt that question coming.
Have you ever read An Actor Prepares?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Back you should have done that before this. Oh, you should have been prepared for these questions.
Do you know? I'll, for a while, I thought, yes, I do only do flops. And that was a big fear of mine.
And then what?
And then I did Wicked. That helped me. That helped my self-esteem. Because I was also...
Who is your Elphaba?
Jennifer DeNoia.
Of all the Elphabas, I've never heard of that Elphaba. How long does she last? I interviewed 7 Elphabas and she's not one of them. And Shoshana stood me up, so 8 technically.
Okay. Well, Jennifer DeNoia is really cool because she did it in 6 different countries. I know, but it's cool. She's an Elphaba worth interviewing because she's done it in more companies than anybody else. I'm just saying.
Does she do it in 7 different languages?
No,
now,
I wish.
That would be interesting.
I agree. Like that amazing woman
because
which starts with a W.
Every language goes, That is a universal
that
language.
Is universal.
You know, and yes, nodes are a universal language.
You
know what I mean?
Just ask Elphaba.
Vocal damage, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you produce What the Constitution Means to Me?
Yeah, I was a co-producer on the show.
Wow. What does that mean? Like you auditioned and they said no, but do you have any money? I don't know.
Helped them raise money. That's what I did. I helped them raise money so they could move uptown.
But really, with one person in the show, how much money did they need, you know?
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. Let's go to a segment called Lasting Impressions. Lasting
Impressions. Okay.
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 So as an actor, where did you go to school?
Boston University.
Okay. As an actor, everybody has to be able to do impressions of anybody just passing by. That's something that they have to do in callbacks, auditions all the time, just in their back pocket. All right.
Okay.
So I'd love to hear your impressions. All right.
Okay.
All right. We've got Jack Black.
I'm Jack Black. How was that?
That was great. Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I think he's in Adaptation and has a twin.
Ooh, that's good. Stephen Pasquale in Bridges of Madison County.
You and I
are
just one second.
Yeah, tongue in the back of the throat. That's good. Tom Hanks.
Oh, I think that was the impression there. How about that?
Gloria Swanson.
I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille.
Yes. Michelle Williams.
Please vote.
The black one.
Okay. Oh, no. How about like I would do an impression, but she dropped out of the show.
Wes Taylor.
Give me a second.
Yeah.
that's the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, very one note. Perfect.
Yeah.
I love
like,
that. That was great.
Just anger.
Yeah. Anger. Forrest Gump.
Janney.
Drana.
Yeah, Janney.
Why don't you do the iconic line?
Okay. I was avoiding the iconic. I was trying to do...
that's what the people want. Give the people what they want.
Okay, sure.
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's beautiful. That's great.
Was it? I don't know.
That was great. That was very good. You did the best of anyone today, which is not saying much since most people did nothing good.
I'm fully sweating.
You are?
Yeah, that made me so nervous.
All right. Now for my favorite part.
Okay.
It's called Actors Are Dumb.
Everybody knows actors are dumb.
I'm going to read you 5 trivia questions. They're pretty basic, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. What are the notable satellites of Mars?
I have no idea.
This should be fine for a college graduate.
Okay. Well, I couldn't get that. I don't know that one.
Phobos and Deimos.
Oh, was that a basic question?
Word association. I will give you two words and you give me the shared word. Okay?
Okay.
Vegetable, sport.
All I can think of is vegetable medley, but that doesn't go with sport. vegetable.
You probably didn't play sports.
No, that's correct.
Did you call Red Rover medley?
I probably did. You know what I used to do is I was in intramurals as a kid, which was like an after-school sports program.
Yeah, like Latchkey.
Right. Yes. And I used to sit on the side and read biographies about Helen Keller. It's an absolutely true story.
Wow, that really led him on to Spring Awakening.
Yeah, it did. I had an early interest.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you ever learn sign language?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You know how to sign?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Is that on your special skills?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, the answer is squash.
Vegetable squash?
Vegetable is squash and a sport is squash.
Oh, I guess I was looking for a before and after.
No.
I did it wrong.
It's word association. I'll give you two words and you give me the shared word.
Okay, okay. I'll see if I can do better this time.
80s rock bands, Ways to Die.
Poison.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Awesome, you got one.
Okay.
Chocolate candies, types of mushrooms.
Not shiitake. Chocolate candies. I don't know if I know this.
You can put it on fries.
Gravy?
Nope. Truffle.
Oh.
Alex, what is the capital of Sierra Leone?
Sierra Leone?
Mm-hmm.
The capital.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a country?
Mm.
Oh, no.
Freetown. What world record holding Yankee went to school and became a geologist?
Oh gosh.
Name one famous New York Yankee.
Babe Ruth.
No. Okay. Mickey Mantle.
Oh, okay. I've heard of
him. You've heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him. I did not know
Now you can tell your other male friends.
I will.
About this that you just learned.
I do have some.
Yeah, you do?
I do have some.
Give us some life advice, Alex.
Oh, maybe rethink some things before you come on a podcast.
Aww, no, it's so sad. He's like, you and Wes have a similar type, which is like glum, Gus. Do you end up together on the show or is that a spoiler alert? Because you're both so glum and sweet and like me. Like he's like the Eeyore, like a ripped Eeyore. And you're like a sweet little, like the blonde Eeyore.
Well, I'm definitely the out of shape Eeyore between the two of us.
We're both skinny, but I can't say what's under the clothes, but it's so sweet. Any life advice?
Any life advice? Make things. Mm. Make your own
pies.
Make pies. That works, but make your own stuff. That's been the key to happiness for me.
Oh, that's great advice, everybody. So if you have somebody write you checks, make things.
Again, not wrong.
All right. So you've done a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Like a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I would never recognize you. Can you tell me what you've done on TV?
Sure. I was in Masters of Sex. And
what were you?
I was a bellhop who was...
Did you have lines?
Yeah, I had lines. Yeah,
that's
lines.
Great. What else were you in?
I was on The Bold and the Beautiful.
Ooh, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, it was fun.
Do you
have
a sex scene?
No.
Mm-hmm. You were another bellhop or a waiter?
I mean, not far
Have you ever waited tables?
No, I haven't waited tables.
You haven't?
No, but there's no shame in it.
Yeah, it's skills that all actors should have, you know?
Sure.
What is the best audition you've ever had?
Oh, well, that's one I can't talk about.
Why?
Because it's for something that's coming up.
What do you have coming up?
But I can't, but it's not a thing that's like,
I
know. It's.
Can
so,
I guess?
Okay.
Is it Hadestown?
Oh, that'd be fun.
The Britney Spears show.
No, but that'd be fun.
Hamilton.
No.
You'd be good as King George.
Thanks. But no.
Could you sing it?
Yeah, I could sing that. Yeah.
Okay. Company.
No.
Yeah.
No, you would know if I was in Company.
Well, it's you might as well be, because it's all these white men. They're all indistinguishable.
That's so true.
Yeah, there's so many of them. I don't know.
Completely right.
I just took a wild guess.
Yeah, sure.
What else? Assassins Off Broadway?
No, but West is in that.
Oh, yeah, that's where I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else could he be in? What else is coming in?
Michael Jackson?
Oh, Michael Jackson Smell the Glove?
No? It's not, is it really called, is the new one called Smell the
Glove? No, Smell the Glove is from This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, okay. What's the one that's from the perspective of his glove?
It's horrible. Can you imagine that?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah. I can't believe that's real.
I they'll just produce anything. That as you shocking. Know, you're a producer. yeah. So you can't tell us. This is like the announcement before the announcement. Can you give us a hint?
No, let me think.
Is it a movie?
No, it's
TV show.
It's theater.
Oh, it's theater.
But it's theater.
Is it a musical?
Yeah, for like next season.
Next season.
But I don't, you know.
Full Monty revival.
Oh, I wish. I love the Full Monty.
Like if they had the lead be gay.
Sure. Yeah.
So what are some other, like, on your resume special skills?
Piano. I play piano.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been in a John Doyle production?
No. But
you should.
I think you're so right.
When the face goes, you got these. Yeah. Tinkle in the ivories.
I got little fingies.
Yeah.
I can use my fingies. So,
that sounds creepy.
I know.
Maybe that's why you play a stalker.
I think so. I just could channel that exact energy. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I play some piano. And
do you speak another language?
No, unless you count ASL as another language.
Well, I do. I think that's wonderful. Yeah. What about accents? Do you know any accents? Do Scottish.
Donkey.
Irish.
I'm Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, Philly.
Hey, I'm from Philadelphia.
Baltimore.
Hey, I'm a person from Baltimore.
Mid-Atlantic.
It's like a Catherine Hepburn.
Northern California gay.
Northern California gay.
It's very specific.
I don't know if I know that one.
Well, now you know what to go back and work on.
Yeah, I will tell you. When I was in college, I skipped the accents and dialects class.
You did?
Yes.
How do you work?
I agree.
You don't work that much.
I agree, and also maybe not that much. And I skipped it because the teacher was so heinously awful. That's
why.
I just hated her.
That lesson in life is if you don't like something, quit.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's play a game.
Okay, great.
Why don't you take a couple of these? Actually, you can choose any of them. Point them toward the camera.
Sure.
You can choose any of these.
Okay.
And act out a scene from a Shakespeare play.
Ooh, okay, all right. I can do a line, like a line for you.
What play is it?
I'll give you a...
It doesn't have to be quotes. You can just act out the Shakespeare play.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
in case
okay.
you don't know all the words.
Okay.
You must have skipped that in school too.
Yeah, I did actually. I just never really loved Shakespeare.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Tough crowd.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you know
sorry,
any?
Peggy, I'm so sorry.
Do you know any Shakespeare? Yeah. I'll help you.
A little bit.
What do you
bit.
Know?
How about we do some like the end of Romeo and Juliet?
Perfect.
I could
yeah.
muster
great.
That.
Great. I'll be Tybalt.
All right. I'll be...
Hey, what are you two kids doing? You're not supposed to be together. You're from different classes.
That is such a good point. But if you'll just give me a moment over here...
Why are you standing over that grave?
Because I found a dagger. Oh, by the way, this person's
dead. I'm going to go tell the friar.
Okay. Oh!
Verona, people of Verona.
Happy dagger. And then, can I have that? I'll use this pen.
What? Oh my gosh.
I think I mixed it up.
That's fine.
That's fine. We'll just pretend that, where is my... Where
Romeo,
is my
Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Deny thy father and refuse thy name, or I will no longer be a freaking Capulet.
That was wonderful.
Okay.
Wow, maybe you did go to school.
Yeah, well, you know, a little bit.
Oh, this has been a treat.
Has it? I hope I've come through for you.
Let's do a bowl of questions.
Bowl of questions.
Okay, great.
Why don't you choose? I'll choose a question to ask you. You choose one to ask me.
Okay, great.
Ellen wrote these, so I can't vouch for them.
All right. This is for me to ask you. Is that right?
Yeah.
What was the last time you broke the law?
Oh, I've never broken the law.
Really?
Yeah. Have you?
Maybe some,
You strike me as someone who eats the occasional edible.
Yeah, that, oh, do I strike you?
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
That's dead on.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so that's probably the last time I broke the law.
We won't tell.
The last time I broke the law was when I saw Frozen 2 last week.
Oh.
So there you go.
All right. What was the first thing you ever bought with your own money?
Oh, I bet it was, a magic trick when I was a kid.
Oh,
that's probably what I did.
Do you ever watch Magic for Humans on TV?
Yes, I love that
Isn't
show.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's a great show.
Yeah, it's great.
He's so funny and
he's
clever.
A liar, but that, all magicians are.
I guess you have to be.
Yeah, I mean, you think it's real?
Maybe a little.
Now for a segment I like to call "Tell Us What You Really Think."
Okay.
All right, we're gonna turn the cameras off. No one's going to pay attention to this, okay? No one's listening.
Okay.
And so you can just be really honest with us.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
How do you feel about Wesley Taylor?
I feel like the cameras are still on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a hunch.
Do you
know
his boyfriend?
I do.
Does he ever come to set?
He was in it.
He's so dreamy.
Yes, he was in it. He was in Indoor Boys.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a star.
Yes, Isaac is a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a wonderful talent. What do I think of Wes? I think Wes
Did you see West Side Story yet?
No, not yet. I'm going to wait till Isaac is back.
Hope you don't like women. There's no women in it.
Oh, no.
It's all men.
Well, I'm going to...
Lucky for them, because we needed more projects for men.
Sure. Sure. Hey, well, at least there was what the Constitution means to me, but that only had one woman.
Yeah,
in
one
it.
Woman.
Yeah, it was only one.
It's really about the Constitution written by men.
Yeah. But that's the...
Irishman, you must like A Male Journey, right?
I will not watch The Irishman.
No?
No.
Because of the CGI aging?
Yeah, that's one of the 12 reasons. Yeah.
Ooh, juicy. Tell us what you really think.
What I think is that Little Women is the best movie of the year.
I love Little Women.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I didn't like the additional scenes she wrote in.
What were the additional scenes?
Yeah, all the additional scenes she wrote in, like, please, sir, she wrote all the extra scenes, like talking to the camera. Those aren't in the book.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. About really nailing it on the head about marriage and all that. That's not in the book.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Like most people, she didn't trust Louisa May Alcott. Might as well add our own stamp.
Sure.
Everybody needs to.
Well,
But it was beautifully shot.
It was beautifully shot. But I guess if you're not adding your own stamp, then what's the point of doing it again?
Well, it's a classic.
Sure.
You know sure. Who's dreamy?
Who?
That kid in it.
Oh, Timothy
Chalamet?
Call
me by my name, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Call me by my name.
Call you by Peggy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He can call me anything he wants. I wonder if he's gay.
I don't think he is.
Whew, he's dreamy.
Yeah, but he dresses like
You should
like
get him in your show.
Yeah, that would be really awesome.
He's got cheekbones for days.
Days? Weeks
I bet Wes
even.
Wouldn't be able to keep it together, though. You know what I mean? And you got to keep him on task.
Would any of us
Well,
be
you,
able
the
to
rest
stay
of
together?
You seem like professionals. Curly Carmelo would be fine.
Yeah,
you know?
She now that's a professional. Yeah. That is someone who mm-hmm. does her homework.
Yeah.
And she's
faultless.
Yeah, she is. She's incredible.
Do you want to play a little game of word association?
Okay.
I'll say a word, you tell me the word you think of.
Okay.
Okay. Coaster.
Coffee.
Nicaragua.
Waterfall.
Parrot.
Cage.
The Cats movie.
Weed.
Nose.
Cyrano.
Microphone.
Ellen.
I thought you would say that with nose. She's got a schnoz on her. Penguin.
Happy Feet.
Peggy.
Dress.
I'd like to do a little segment we call Where Are They Now?
Where are they now?
You know, there are people that we just love and they had a real great run and then they disappeared. Cool. And we want to know where they are. Do you know this name, Ally Stroker?
Yeah, I do. I know.
Where is she?
Well, she's...
What has she been doing?
Right now, she's just over on 50th Street.
She is?
Yeah, she's on 50th right now.
Doing what?
Oklahoma.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
She's very busy.
Did people like her in it?
Yeah, they really liked
they
her
did?
In it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was wonderful in it.
She was nominated for a Tony.
She won the Tony.
She did?
Yeah.
Wow, we need to get her on here, Tony winner.
You should, yeah. And supposed to.
I've had a few several Tony losers.
Uh-huh. Like,
and soon to be Golden Globe losers, soon to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I haven't had any Tony winners yet.
Okay.
Not here. Do you think you've chosen a sustainable career?
No. No.
Do you think your parents are disappointed?
Yes.
Do you have siblings?
Yeah, I have two sisters, yeah.
Oh, you seem like the youngest.
I'm in the middle.
Oh, yeah, middle. Yeah. Oh, gosh, of course, middle.
So I might seem like a middle child,
Yeah,
too.
You definitely seem like the middle child.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to sing out, but at the same time, I'm, like, internally beaten down.
Yeah, and just invisible.
Yeah.
Is it hard to change your personality to fit what others think of you? That's probably why you're always reaching out for people on Twitter. Yeah. Like me, be my friend.
Yes. Is it hard? It's demoralizing. Sure, yeah. Sure. But I guess we all just do our best.
Do you juggle?
No.
No. Any other skills you can report, or anything you're working on for 2020?
Yeah.
Goals?
Yeah. I'm working on a new musical with Ben Fankhauser. We're writing one together.
Ben Fankhauser. Yeah. Right. He's the straight one from Newsies.
Yeah. The straight one. That's right.
He was on my Hunks episode.
Really?
I didn't ask him to, but other people think he's a hunk. And he's like a nerdy hunk.
Yeah. He is a nerdy hunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's handsome. So we're writing a musical together.
Nice. What's it about?
It's been really fun. It is about, well, I can tell you this, that it's something that he and I will be performing together.
Okay.
With one additional actor as well. It's really funny. And
you're writing it?
Yeah, we're writing it. Writing the book, music, and lyrics.
Wow.
But we're in the middle of writing it, so I don't know if I'm ready to
tell us what it's about.
To tell you exactly what it's about, even though I know I can tell you when the microphones turn off. I just don't know if I want to publicize
it.
Ooh,
so mysterious. It's fun. I guess I'm going to find out something you're not going to find out.
Yeah, but we're going to do a musical together.
That's wonderful.
Really fun. That and Wes and I have some other writing projects we're working on, and I'm a producer on How I Learned to Drive. So you should go see that.
Ooh, I love How I Learned to Drive.
It's great.
Original cast.
Yeah, that's right.
30 years later.
Yeah, almost. Wow. Almost, yeah.
Yeah. Because anybody can play a teenager these days, I guess.
That, yeah.
I love that play, even though it's filthy.
It's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I certainly proved in Spring Awakening that anybody can play a teenager.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, and remember to moisturize. I tell all my white friends that when they come on the show. Okay. Oh, my gosh. This has been a real treat. What's your handle so people can find you?
On Twitter, I'm at Alex Wise, and on Instagram, Alex J. Wise.
All right. Well, if you want to know what he's up to, someday he'll make the announcement. So be sure to tune in.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for being with me. I'm Peggy. This has been Get Peggy With It, and we've been talking with Alex Wise. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it so much.
You've been listening to Get Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Alan Seals and directed by Ella Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Alan Seals and Ella Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy! One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James. And Peggy. And Morgan. My brother's Peggy. Thanks for listening.
Here and...
gets punchy towards the end of that.
Be quiet.
Okay. Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.